I'm going to start by asking you several questions, but I don't want you to raise your hand in response. These are personal questions, and I want you to answer them in your head. When is the last time I went to my doctor for an annual physical? Am I up to date on all my shots? Am I keeping up with regular screenings for things like blood pressure, cholesterol, or even cancer? Am I sure that I have a clean bill of health other than maybe minor aches and pains? These are all different types of preventative care. Care that is initiated before there is a problem, or to catch a problem early on in its progress so that it can be handled swiftly and before the illness has progressed too far. Health research has shown that being proactive in your health care rather than reactive has significant benefits, so much so that insurance companies now are giving incentives to regular preventative care, like free annual physicals and free screenings. How many of us marvel on a regular basis about the intricate way our body works? Do we truly realize just how amazing it is that we contain systems in our body meant to heal, grow, and change as we age? God has written these systems into the very fabric of our being. But it's often not until our bodies are failing or feeling unhealthy that we realize our bodies are systems that work together, mind, body, and spirit. People often don't see the amazing gift of a well-oiled machine until the machine stops working. Years ago, the Partnership for a Drug-Free America launched an anti-narcotics campaign with a simple but compelling television ad. A man holds up an egg and says, "This is your brain." Then he motioned to a frying pan and said, "This is drugs." He cracks open the egg, fries the contents, and says, "This is your brain on drugs." Finally, he looks at the camera and says, "Any questions?" But later in the 90s, those of us that were growing up in the 90s, they remade the commercial to be specifically about heroin, where instead of frying an egg, a young woman simply beats the egg with a frying pan to show the horrific response our bodies have to harder drugs. What we smoke, what we eat, what we drink can clearly have an effect on our bodies, for better or for worse. We know the old adage, "You are what you eat." But what about other things that we take into our bodies? What about faith? How does being a person that is religious affect our bodies? There's a new fad in Christian bathrooms around the country to encourage young children to remember to wash their hands, but to also be good Christians. So parents are putting up a saying in the bathroom wall that goes like this: "Wash your hands and say your prayers, because Jesus and germs are everywhere." Very cute, but maybe not still quite getting at this connection of faith in our bodies. Dr. Andrew Newberg of Thomas Jefferson Hospital in Philadelphia has been studying the effect of prayer on the brain for more than 20 years. He injects radioactive dye into people and then looks for changes in the brain when they pray. He doesn't claim that prayer is a cure-all, but he does believe that it can be every bit as important as science in helping patients to heal. Newberg observes that when a person is just at rest, the brain appears red on scans, but when the person is praying, the brain would appear yellow. Such changes caused Newberg to believe that prayer has the power to heal. He suggests that by doing these practices, you can cause a lot of different changes all the way throughout your body, which could have a healing effect. Now, Newberg makes it clear that he doesn't believe prayer alone has the power to kill cancer cells, but prayer does change the people who pray, making them more peaceful and better able to face and to overcome their health challenges. Rob Mull says, one way that prayer directly affects health through the brain is by reducing stress. Stress kicks off the body's fight or flight response, which is helpful if you're being chased by a bear. But even low levels of chronic stress, which is common in modern life, are detrimental to the immune system. However, prayer activates the half of the nervous system that is the opposite of the fight or flight response. Harvard Dr. Herbert Benson calls it the body's relaxation response. By stimulating the relaxation response, we reduce stress and allow our immune systems to recover. Being overstressed and therefore unhealthy is not what God wants for us. In fact, in Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Christ knows the long-lasting effect of weariness on our bodies and the need for rest. Christ often found this opportunity by retreating from the crowds that were following him so that he could pray. And in today's scripture, James writes, "Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any of you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven." James takes a very holistic approach as he addresses this faith community, caring not only for their souls, but for their bodies and their minds. Most of James' letter is a guidelines into how to be a faithful community together, discerning right from wrong, faithfulness from unfaithfulness. These are very spiritual instructions, but here at the end of his letter, James encourages the faith community to endure suffering and care for one another so that they might be healed. Dale Fletcher, who's the founder of Faith and Health Connections, says, "Improved whole person health will better enable people to use their God-given talents to make a difference in the world. And in this, God will be glorified." While Christian theology often challenges us not to give into the desires of the flesh, this may also cause us to devalue the earthly vessel that God has given us, causing us to not take care of it. The beauty of our parish nursing program here is that we are reminded on a regular basis when the parish nurses take blood pressures or put an article in the tidings or put helpful health tips on the bulletin board that faith and health do not need to be separate. In fact, we would do better to honor the body that God has given us so that we can be helpful and whole disciples. And in caring for our bodies before there's a problem, we actually participate in an act of worship. Philip Brooks wrote a poem that communicates this well. "Oh, do not pray for easy lives. Pray to be stronger. Do not pray for tasks equal to your powers. Pray for powers equal to your tasks. Then the doing of your work will be no miracle, but you shall be a miracle. Every day you shall wonder at yourself, at the richness of life which has come to you by the grace of God." Today in worship, we will have the opportunity to make the connection between faith and health by participating in a Church of the Brethren ordinance. Anointing with oil is a very physical action that is also connected to a lot of faith meaning. We use oil for a few reasons. First, oil, of course, has been used to heal skin, but also in scripture, it's used to consecrate kings and leaders. So we anoint both when someone is feeling ill and wants to be reminded of God's healing power, and also when people are beginning a new ministry. Sorry, I lost my place. If the oil lingers on our skin and therefore reminds us that God is present in our struggle and in our new reality. When we practice anointing, we do not say that we believe all of our struggles will magically disappear, but we're reminded that God is strengthening us and giving us vision to journey through these struggles. Even if you're not struggling today with illness in your body, distress in your soul, or concerns that lead you to need the reminder of God's presence, maybe today is a day to practice a little preventative care. Maybe you would like to be anointed today as a way of being proactive in your faith walk, caring for your faith health before there is a problem. Either way, God is glorified if you choose to be anointed. Pastor Tim and I will position ourselves up here in the front, and if you choose to come forward, we'll first ask you what you wish to be anointed for. At that point, we will anoint you with oil and say a few words of blessing, and then pray with you. All who wish to be anointed, to be reminded of God's presence and healing power, are welcome to come forward and receive this blessing for your body and your spirit.